obviously my shoulder's in a sling right now, guys, after I dislocated it on Friday surfing.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't do a lot. Not much movement coming from the shoulder.
No.
Yeah, turn around from a dislocation like that. Not brief.
No.
And you are left-handed, so you're trying to do, and that's the shoulder that's gone, trying to do everything with the right.
Yep.
Your handwriting is looking beautiful. You just showed us an example of some notes you were writing.
Really using that other brain capacity to write.
Yeah, it's really good brain training.
Thank you.
I'm just teaching my four-year-olds to write at the moment. I would love to put them side by side.
Honestly, I think theirs would be neater. It's very hard. Writing with your opposite hand is so tough.
Oh, mate, I tried it yesterday. We were trying it in the studio. It looks worse than yours.
Yeah. It's really hard. So I'm doing everything with my right hand. Even cleaning your teeth, little things like that you don't think about.
Yeah.
It's really weird. But I can't, part of the problem is I can't fully get changed on my own yet. Like I can't take the sling off yet. It's too raw and tender. The shoulder's too swollen. So I need like Morgan's help, my wife, to like get it off and get my clothes off. And then in the shower, I can't like... It's hard to wash myself. I've only got one arm.
Oh, God, your skincare routine.
Oh, it's all
What's
out
going
of
on with your skincare?
No. It's all out of whack.
How do you put your toner
I'm
on with
feeling
the, oh,
greasy.
How are you going to put Vass on your face?
I know. I've just been pouring it off.
Don't do that.
Isn't that what you said? Morgan now, the situation is she literally has to, because she's a nurse and she's working shift work, so she's starting all this week at like midday. She needs to leave home at 11:30. So when I come home from work, she then has to... get me changed, put me in the shower, shower me, and then get me back into my like all day / nighttime wear.
And then are you getting into PJs?
Getting into PJs at midday, and I'm going to sit on the couch, and then she makes all my food. And so then she literally showers me, she changes me, and she's like, "You good to go for the rest of the night, big boy?"
She'll give
like,
you a little burp as well.
Yeah. A little burpee.
Are you? And do you have to try really hard to not get dirty or get sweaty?
Yeah.
Because you can't have another shower before work.
I had a jumper. I stupidly decided to put a jumper on yesterday. It was a bit colder, but I had a jumper on and then the sling over. And I was like, oh, this jumper's too hard. I want to take the jumper off. But I've got the sling on over the jumper and I can't get the jumper
off on my own.
You know what I mean? It's so strange. And then I can't cook for myself. I can't do it. Like, I will be able to in a few days. I get more movement. It'll slowly, you know, I'll be able to do a few more things. But right now, I need to be showered by my wife and then left on the couch alone and she makes all my meals and I just put them in the microwave and heat them up and wait for her.
You've got that, like, she's not crazy, but she's a very active dog your house.
I had to get Care Canine to come over yesterday and give her a walk because I can't walk her yet either because if she jolts me or anything, like any jolting sort of hurts it, it's still all swollen.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering how far I can take it with Morgan, you know what I mean?
Oh, are you sure you want to push this? Because she's currently your only life support, it sounds like. Pam can't wash you, babe.
No.
Like, she can't cook your meals.
It's everything for content for the show, you know?
Yeah.
But right
now,
if she's already showering me and she's already changing me, the next thing would be to wipe my butt.
Yeah.
So if I'm like...
You are not going to call your wife in after a 16-hour shift saving lives.
Do you reckon I just come out of the toilet with toilet paper over my pants, around my ankles, and be like, I need you to wipe me?
No, because you know what's going to happen. She's going to go, well, when I'm not here, you're going to need a nappy on. So she's going to start putting you in a nappy. Are you sure you want to go down that?
I'll be like, you, Nick.
Look, we've got some left over. The kids are now toilet trained. Roughly the same height. So
I'd probably fit. Honestly, a nappy would be great. I could sit on the couch and wee myself.